Our text for this evening, here in Luke chapter 19, is found there in verse 34. They said, that is, the disciples, "The Lord hath need of him." Reference, of course, was to this colt that the Lord was going to use in his triumphant ride into the city of Jerusalem. Now, when we think of a colt, or an ass, or a donkey, we tend to think of a creature that is stubborn, and maybe at times stupid as well. And yet the Lord in his word does not speak disparagingly of this animal. For indeed God's word has many things to say about the colt or the colt of an ass. And here the Lord tells two of his disciples to go into a certain village. And there they would find the colt of an ass. They were to loose that animal. And they were to bring the animal to the Lord, because, the Lord says, "I have need of him." Now, whatever we may think of this creature, the Lord was more than willing to make use of this colt. The Lord said regarding the colt of an ass, "I have need of him." And this reminds us of the Lord has need of us. I remember preaching upon the subject once when we were in the middle of our building program in Newton Abbey, and we just laid the foundations of the new church building. The young man who had been attending the services had hyper-Calvinistic tendencies. And when he met me at the door, he said, "I don't agree with you." He says, "The Lord doesn't need anybody." Well, we had just read out of the Scriptures, the Lord said, "I have need." And I said to him, "Do you see that building there where the foundations have been laid? Who's going to build that church? Who's going to build that preaching house? The Lord will need workmen to build that church." Certainly, the Lord has need of us. He needs us to do his work. The Lord is pleased to use instruments and means to carry out his will and to do his work. And the Lord needs missionaries to go to far-off lands to bring the gospel to those who have never heard. He needs men to occupy pulpits to preach the gospel and to reach the lost with the saving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here the Lord Jesus says of this colt of an ass, "I have need of him." There are many lessons for us to learn from this incident. The Lord saying, "I have need of him." And believer, the Lord may this very night through his word say to some one of us here with regard to some particular work, "I have need of you." So let us look at this colt of an ass. Let us consider, first of all, some particulars about this animal. Now, we'd imagine that there is not much that could be said about the colt of an ass. Yet the Scriptures has a lot to say First of all, with regard to the colt of an ass, we are told that it must be redeemed or ruined. It is to be redeemed or ruined. For you see, an ass is an unclean animal. You turn, please, to the book of Numbers. Turning to Numbers chapter 18. And there in Numbers 18, we read about those animals that are clean and those that are unclean. And the clean animals were used in the Lord's service and were used to in the sacrifices to the Lord. Look at verse 15 of Numbers 18. Everything that openeth the matrix in all flesh, which they bring unto the Lord, whether it be of man or beast, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shalt thou surely redeem, and the firstling of unclean beasts shalt thou redeem. Notice the connection. The firstlings of unclean beasts needed to be redeemed, and man needed to be redeemed. What does that teach us? That teaches us that man is also unclean. An unclean man needs to be redeemed. Then in verse 16, and those that are to be redeemed from a month old shalt thou redeem according to thine estimation for the money of 5 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstlings of a cow, or the firstlings of a sheep, or the firstlings of a goat, thou shalt not redeem, they are holy. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and shalt burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for a sweet savour unto the Lord. And so the cow, or the sheep, or the goat, they were clean animals, but all the rest were unclean, and needed to be redeemed. That means the ass was an unclean animal. Now turn to Exodus 13. There we read in Exodus 13 and verse 13. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. It was either to be redeemed or ruined. It's either to be redeemed or slain. Its neck was to be broken. And all the firstborn of man among thy children shalt thou redeem. And so this ass, this colt of an ass, was an unclean animal, and it had to be redeemed. You notice in verse 13 of Exodus 13 how it was to be redeemed. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. The colt of an ass was to be redeemed by the blood of a lamb, because it was an unclean animal. And as we have already noted the connection in Numbers 18 between man and this colt of an ass, both are unclean. And that's why man needs to be redeemed, because he's unclean by nature. He has a depraved nature. And just as the Lord would never use an unclean animal in His sacrifices, He wouldn't accept it. So it is with us. Before the Lord could use us, we needed to be redeemed. The Lord will only use that which has been redeemed. And my, if we have been redeemed tonight, then the word would come to us, the Lord hath need of thee. I believe with all of my heart that God has something for every Christian to do. I believe there's something the Lord is for every child of God. The Lord has a plan for every believer. That may not be to go to the mission field or to be a preacher of the word, but the Lord has a plan for us all. And the word to us tonight is, the Lord hath need of thee. He has redeemed us. He has saved us to serve Him. As it was even with this colt of an ass. It was either to be redeemed or it was to have its neck broken. There's its ruin. And that's true of man also. Man needs to be redeemed because he's unclean by nature. And if he's not redeemed, if in this lifetime that man or that woman has not been redeemed, has not been saved by the grace of God, then that soul will be lost. It will be ruined. It's destined for a lost eternity. It's redemption. Soul that needs to be redeemed but rejects God's work of redemption and God's offer of salvation that will lead to that soul's ruin, to a lost sinner's hell. And so if we have been redeemed tonight, the Lord would say to us, I have need of thee. Not only do we notice regarding this animal that was to be redeemed or ruined, but this animal was also a bearer of burdens. When we think of the colt of an ass, when we think of a donkey, we immediately think of an animal that is a bearer of burdens. Exodus 23 and verse 5 we read, if thou see the ass lying under his burden. The ass is a beast of burden. And according to the scriptures, just like the colt of an ass that has been redeemed, so we have been redeemed, and the Lord needs us to be a bearer of burdens. The Lord wants us to be burden bearers. What kind of burdens does the Lord want us to bear? Well, first of all, we are to bear a burden for the Savior. Matthew 11 and verse 30, the Lord says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And so there the Lord Jesus is speaking about God's people. Take my yoke upon you. We are yoked to Christ. And the Lord says, my yoke is easy, and my burden. The Lord Jesus expects us to bear burdens. That word burden is an interesting word. My burden is light. The word means a load to be borne. But the actual Greek word is the word that we get our English word portion from. And so the Lord is calling upon His people to bear a portion of the burden. And that's in keeping with that text, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. We are yoked to Christ. Whenever two oxen were yoked together, one side of the yoke was heavier than the other. And the heaviest part of the yoke was always placed around the neck of the strongest of the animals. And that's why the Lord Jesus here says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I have given you the lighter part of the yoke. I carry the heaviest burden. You carry the lightest part. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. As the oxen would pull together, they would share the burden. One would bear a portion of the burden. That's the word the Lord uses. And the Lord wants His people to bear a portion of the burden. A burden for the work of God. This has to do with discipleship. Burden bearing is part of discipleship. And the Lord has given us burdens, and we are to bear them for the Lord. We are to bear them for Christ. We are ready to bear the Lord's burdens. And the Lord would say to us this evening, I have need of you. I need you. There is the burden for service. Do we have a burden for service? You turn to Numbers chapter 4. Fourth chapter of the book of Numbers. And there we read in verses 47 to 49. 47. Numbers 4, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry and the service of the burden in the tabernacle of the congregation. And so there were those in the congregation of Israel who had burdens to bear. There were those who carried different parts of the tabernacle as they moved from one place to another. And they came to do the service. It was a service. This bearing of this burden. And oh, dear child of God, do we have a burden for service? Do we have a burden for the service of the Lord? If so, then the Lord would say to us tonight, I have need of thee. There's a work for you to do. I have a work for you to do. I have need of thee. Oh, may the Lord give us a burden for His service. To do whatever we can to further the cause of Christ, to win the lost, to exalt His name. In this world where it is more often than not blasphemed. And then surely another burden that He would have us to carry is a burden for souls. Turn to Numbers again, this time chapter 11. Numbers 11, verse 10. And Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Moses had a burden for souls. He had a burden for all the souls of Israel. Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the suckling child unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers. So Moses had a burden for souls, and the burden was so great he could hardly bear it. He could hardly carry the burden. It was so heavy. Paul had a similar burden for souls, for his kinsmen and brethren according to the flesh. Such was his burden. He said that he wished that he was accursed from God. That's a burden. Wished that he was cursed from God. Could never be, of course. Paul used that terminology to express the burden he had for the souls that he loved. Moses, of course, told the Lord the right to strike his name from the book of life. It meant the salvation of Israel. Take my name out of the book of life. For the sake of this people, save this people. That's the burden Moses had. Notice where he carried that burden. We're told there, have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom? That's where Moses carried this burden in his bosom, next to his heart. Dear child of God, if we're ready to carry this burden for souls, carry the burden of the souls of this town, then the Lord would say to us tonight, I have. I need men and women who will carry the souls, the lost souls of men and women in their very bosom. They have a burden on their hearts for sinners. Then we notice also, Christian, to have a burden for the souls, burden for the word. Malachi 1 and verse 1. The burden of the Lord and His word was upon His servant. And such was that burden. He had to proclaim it. He had to declare it. He couldn't hold back. He had, as we read in Malachi 1 and verse 1, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. Burden for the word. My, that's a scarce commodity today. A burden for the word. A burden to get this word out. A burden to preach the word. A burden to proclaim the word. A burden to reach others with the word. And my, if we have a burden to proclaim it, and a burden to preach it, then the Lord would say, I have need of thee. I need men who will preach the word. I need men who will proclaim the word. I need people who will spread the word. I have need of thee. I have need of thee. Another burden the Lord would have us carry. A burden for the saints. Galatians 6, verse 2.
We're to bear one another's burdens. We're to have a burden for the saints of God. A burden for those in trouble. A burden for those that are far away from God. A burden for those who have gone away into the far country. A burden for those that are in bypass meadow. A burden for those saints that sorrow. A burden for those saints that are weak. Why have we have such a burden for the saints? The Lord would say, I have need of thee. I need you to bear a portion of the bless, of the burden. But then there's something else about this colt of an ass. Something to do with the day of its death. How is an ass or a colt buried? What's done with it after its death? Well, according to Jeremiah 22, turn please to Jeremiah 22. Jeremiah chapter 22. Reference is made there to the burial of an ass. Jeremiah 22, verse 18. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. Verse 19, he shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. And that's what was done with the carcass of an ass. It was taken from the city, and it was taken outside the city, and it was cast forth outside the city, the burial of an ass. What does this teach us? Well, we see that this burial of an ass that took place outside the city. Does that not remind us of the words of the Apostle Paul? Let us go on to him outside the gates, bearing his reproach. That's what the child of God should be. Just like this ass, just like this colt of an ass, we are to die to the world. And where is our place? It's outside the camp. That's our place. Bearing the Lord's reproach. The many today, and they're not willing to go outside the camp. They're not willing to bear the reproach. They're reluctant to bear the reproach. And so therefore they'll compromise their position. But our place is outside the camp. Next, we noted the stated position of this animal. Now, concerning this colt of an ass here in Luke 19, we're told something about it. Look at verse 30. The Lord said, Go ye into the village over against you, and the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. Verse 32, And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. So the first thing about the position of this colt of an ass, the first thing we notice is that it was found just exactly as the Lord had said it would be. disciples were sent into a certain village. They were sent to a certain place. And the Lord said, ye will find the colt of an ass tied. And lo and behold, the disciples went. And there was the colt. In that very place the Lord had told them they would find it. And it was tied. In other words, this colt of an ass that the Lord was about to use, the Lord knew exactly where it was. He knew exactly where it was in relation to him. How far it weighed and in what village it was to be found. You know, that's true of us. The Lord knows where we are tonight. The Lord knows where we are this evening in relation to Him. He knows whether or not we know Him, whether we are one of His children. He knows whether or not we're walking with Him, whether we're in fellowship with Him. He knows exactly where we are. Something else regarding the finding of this colt. We're told that this colt was tied. It wasn't doing anything. It was just standing there where we also are waiting to be used by the Lord. If so, the Lord would say, getting to be used by me, I will use you. For the Lord hath need of him. Something else. Turn to Mark 11. Mark chapter 11. And we're told there in Mark chapter 11, and they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met. And they loosed him. So this animal's tied by a door where two ways meet. And there was only one way that led to Christ. You know, that's just like us. That's just like you and I. That's like many a believer. They're standing where two ways meet. There's the road to service and the road to blessing. And then there's the other road. There's the road to inactivity, lukewarmness, deadness, cold. What road will we take tonight? Will we take that road that leads to Christ? That road of service and surrender and sacrifice. Because if we're ready to take that road, the Lord will say to us tonight, I have need of thee. God can use men and women that are sold out. God can use young people that are surrendered to Him. What road will we take tonight? Notice also that not only was it found, but it was fettered. Because whenever the disciples arrived at the place where they found the colt, they also found that it was tied. We have just read there in Mark that it was tied at a place by a door. And the Lord said, loose him and bring him to me. Loose him. Now, while the colt was tied, it was of no use. Had to be untied. While it was tied to that place in a certain village, it was of no use to the Lord. You know, dear child of God, while you and I are tied to the world, we're of no use to God. While we're tied to besetting sins, while we're tied to the things of the flesh and the things of this world, we're of no use to God. We need to be untied. And the command of the Lord was, loose him. Bring him hither. It was the will of God that this animal be set free, be unfettered. It's God's will for our lives also, that we are free to serve Him. We're free from the fetters of the world, and we're simply sold out to the Lord Jesus. Oh, may God loose the ties tonight. The ties, those things that tie us to the things that hinder us from serving the Lord. Because the Lord has need of thee. We notice also that the disciples found the animal and it was fettered, and then they freed the animal. Verse 30. Go ye into the village over against you, and the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man set. Loose him and bring him hither. And verse 33. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. Remember, this ass was tied in another village, some distance from where the Lord was. While we are tied, then that is a good gauge as to how far we are away from God and how far away we are from Christ. If we are tied, then there's a great distance between us and the Lord. We need to be untied. Why? Because the Lord hath need of us. He needs us to share the burden. He needs us for His work. He needs us to serve Him. And what did the disciples do? They loosed the animal, the colt of an ass, and they brought him to Christ. They brought him right to where the Savior was. That's a good place to start when we come to serve the Lord. Need to be brought to His feet. Need to be brought to Him. Then we notice here that it was a foal. It was a foal. It was a young animal. We've already noted in God's Word in the past that age doesn't matter to the Lord. The Lord can use any one of us, young or old. But here was a young colt. A young ass, John 12, verse 14. And the Lord was ready to use this young animal and use it to His glory and His honor as He would ride into Jerusalem. And the Lord is looking for young people today. And the Lord would say to young Christians, I have need of you. We've mentioned before the burden of our brother Dr. Bill Woods. out there in Brazil. He's ready to retire. Who's going to take his place? Who's going to carry on the work? Who's going to do what he has been doing for 30 more years? Need young people to go out. Finally, we notice the special purpose it was for this animal. For we're told that when they brought this colt of an ass to the Lord, and they brought him to Jesus, verse 35, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. That's what it was going to be used for. It's going to be used in the service of the Lord Jesus. And I tell you, believer, there's not a better service, greater service, higher service. Service of the King. Serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice the words again. And they set Jesus thereon. But look at verse 30. Go ye into the village over against you, and the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. And so this colt had never had anyone sit upon its back before. But when they brought it to the Lord Jesus, we're told they set Christ on it. He was the first person to sit upon this colt. Would you like to try sitting on a colt upon which never man sat before? I wouldn't. Would you like to sit upon a horse upon which no man has ever sat before? Colt didn't throw the Lord off. This colt was completely surrendered to Christ. Didn't try and throw him off. Showed no resistance. Completely surrendered to the Lord. And dearly beloved, have got to that place where we are completely surrendered to the Lord. The Lord would say, I have need of thee. Notice also that it carried the Lord in worship. Verse 37. And when he was come nigh, even nigh at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the You know, when the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of this colt of an ass, no one paid any attention to the colt of an ass. They gave all their attention to the King, the one riding on the ass. And that's the way. Our lives should exalt Christ. How often have you heard someone pray for the preacher? Lord, hide the preacher behind the cross, that no man be seen, save Jesus only. And that's what service lifting him up. That's what the colt of an ass did. It lifted him up before the gaze and the eyes of the people in Jerusalem. And what did they say? Blessed be the King. Oh, believer, that's what we want people to say through our lives and our service. Blessed be the King. If that's what we want, if that's the desire of your heart, then the Lord hath need of thee. That's what the Lord's looking for in this day. Men and women who will exalt Christ by their lives and their service. May the Lord help us even to be like this colt of an ass. May the Lord help us to lift him up. That others will see Christ, but not us. And in seeing Christ, their cry will be, blessed be the King. Let's bow our heads. Father and our loving God, praise Thee for the Word. The Lord at times comes to us and challenges our hearts. And oh Lord, even through this dumb animal, Lord, we have been challenged tonight. And we pray our God, Lord, we, through our lives, will be ready, Lord, to share our portion of the burden for the work of God. And, O Lord, we pray also that we will lift up Christ. And, Lord, as the world looks upon us, may they see no man, save Jesus only. Gracious God, we pray that the cry of those who know us will be, Behold the King. Lord, write the word upon our hearts, we pray. And help us, our gracious God, to serve Thee. Help us, Lord, to serve Thee with all of our hearts. We ask Thee now, our God, Thou will be with us as we leave the house of the Lord. Take us home with Thy blessing in our hearts, resting upon us. Give traveling mercy to all. And keep us all safe, Lord, until we meet again. Here, in this place of worship. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now, and until the Lord Jesus Himself comes or calls His people home.